In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Exodus chapter 9, verses 18 to 25. This passage comes in the section dealing with the plagues God unleashed upon Egypt as he brought the Israelites out of the centuries of bondage. This is the plague of hail. God, through Moses, warns Pharaoh in Egypt that he is going to unleash a fearful storm of hail. The consequences for any who get caught in this storm of hail will be dire indeed. It will be death and destruction. And God, in his mercy, warns the Egyptians. The message, the warning, is heard by the Egyptians. But there are two responses. Some bring in their livestock and slaves and take shelter. Others ignore, pay no regard to, disregard the warning. They leave their livestock in the open fields and their slaves there too. Well, the inevitable happens. God keeps his word, the storm is unleashed, and death and destruction follow. I call this snippet the age-old mistake. The age-old mistake. The warning, the command of God, the invitation of God comes clear, direct, and simple. Destruction is coming. Flee from this wrath. Take steps to avoid it. But many just ignore it. They did with this plague. They did when the prophets spoke. They did when Christ spoke in his days upon earth. The Jews, by and large, ignored his warnings. And so it is going on today. I know that when I preach the gospel, when I warn sinners that God is going to visit us in wrath, we have to stand before him in judgment. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. And when I encourage, invite, command, plead with sinners to flee from the wrath to come, to trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the merits, person, death of the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood and righteousness, that is the only protection from this judgment. When I warn them, what do most men do? Men and women, what do? They ignore it. It will be happening now, even as I speak this short gospel snippet. If you've remained watching or listening this long, even yet, you may well turn aside and just pass on and forget what I have said to you. But I plead with you, I urge you this time, do not do it. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ now, for if you do not trust the Lord Jesus in the day of judgment, this little discourse will come back to haunt you, and you will find that you will perish. There is no need. Do not make the age-old mistake of ignoring the warning. Take heed and do it now. Come to Christ and be saved. I plead with you. Do not make the age-old mistake.